Well, after the COVID years, the huge growth of online shopping, I think a lot of people were wondering what is going to happen to indoor shopping malls. You look at how important indoor shopping malls are to Minnesota. Obviously, we have Mall of America, which is one of the nation's largest tourist attractions. And we have the first indoor enclosed mall in America at Southdale Center in Edina. Over the last couple of months, the owners of Southdale Center, Simon Property Group, have spent like $400 million to redo, freshen it up, and add a bunch of very high-end luxury stores. And I was, to me, it's just fascinating. So we asked Tom Hanschar, the vice president of leasing for Simon Property Group, to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So I think, you know, I'm not alone, and you were probably concerned, and Simon as well, trying to figure out, all right, what is the future going to be of indoor shopping malls? What has made you guys say, you know, we need to lean in to high-end and luxury?
Well, Jason, a good question. You know, Simon's, we have a little bit over 200 properties around the U.S., from New York to California. And they range from outlet centers to large regional centers. And we firmly believe the shopper wants to enjoy, get together with their people around, and touch and feel things. And, you know, the Edina, the Minneapolis market is terrific. And we just felt there is a terrific opportunity for, you know, call it the very first shopping center in the country. And we did just that. We leaned into it. You know, we added different components, and we're pretty excited about it.
Already, you've opened a number of these stores. There are a couple more that are coming online, right? But we're looking at David Yurman, Max Mara, Tiffany is one of the stores that will be opening by the end of the year, Gucci, Louis Vuitton. I mean, this is really, to me, it's fascinating where you think, like, okay, in the Twin Cities, if you have a lot of money, I think there used to be a reputation that people would, like, just, you know, get in a plane and go to New York or Chicago or L.A. But are you seeing more people, or is it that luxury, maybe because of TikTok, has become a little more aspirational for younger people? People want to touch it. They want to experience these brands in their own communities.
You know, for Southdale, I always say with shopping centers, you have to have a lot of different layers, right?
Yeah.
And
yep.
The luxury is one piece of it. So, yes, we leaned into that piece and really make it, you know, for those that have not had the opportunity to see the new wing, I would highly encourage you to do it, because you can't, there's nothing like it in the Twin Cities today. And I think
it's beautiful.
Really,
it is beautiful.
It's something I would say the people from Minneapolis should be proud of. And we are. But it is a collection, right? We have, you know, it's a group of stores, but that's only one piece, right? We have a great local grocer, as you well know, the Kowalskis. We have Lifetime, you know, hotels, you know. So it's a lot of different.
You got a bakery
layers.
There. You got residential. I mean, you got Rustico over there. It really is you go there and you're like, this is almost like a little city happening, which maybe was, if you go back to the original idea of what an indoor enclosed shopping center was supposed to be, that was sort of the bit, right?
Absolutely. And you know, the best part of it, this is mall number one, right? And if we can do this in this marketplace and kind of create the environment that people are going to want to shop, hang around, we're pretty excited. So to your point, we could have, you know, the messages, come see what we have. You know, we do have a lot of work still to do, but we have all these tenants. We'll have over 50 of these brands new for Southdale, and I think people will be really excited about it.
Do you see any time, as we talk with Tom Hanschar, the Vice President of Leasing for Simon Property Group, the owners of Southdale Center, and a bunch of other, you know, a couple hundred shopping centers all over the country. Are you seeing a time where, because you're making it more of a destination, right? You've got the restaurants, you've got the sort of, you know, entertainment type, you know, obviously you've got the grocery store, so people are coming multiple times a week. You've got a mini golf kind of thing over there, which is pretty cool. Do you see a time where the mall, like, takes back sort of the cultural place, right? Like, you know, Stranger Things, the emergence of that, like, show on Netflix, kind of recapturing the 80s, for me was like a reminder of my childhood, where what we did for fun was go to the mall. Do you see a chance that that sort of thing comes back?
Well, listen, we have centers all around the country, and people are they're embracing it, right? And now there are, I would say, the have and the have-nots, you know, of centers. But here in, it's, you know, this is a terrific marketplace, and you know, we feel this investment that we've put into it. It's great for the whole city, the whole Twin City market, and bringing the luxury piece, a very small portion of what Southdale is, but it's an important piece. And with all the other upgrades, it gives a very good environment. It's simple. People can park, walk in, leave when they want to, and do a bunch of different things. You know, the Lifetime here is spectacular. And, you know, so when you you add all these components together, the different layerings that I was talking about, it's something for everybody.
So, Tom, like, what I wonder is, are people really buying stuff at Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Tiffany and Rolex when that opens up? Or is that more like you're coming in? That draws people to come in and look, and then they go to the stores that, you know, maybe they can afford more.
Well, listen, it is, you know, retail or luxury itself is one of the fastest growing retail categories, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they have different price points, you know, an entry piece to get it to somebody that doesn't want to go drive all the way to Chicago or, you know, fly down to Miami
right.
to go do.
Right.
And you'll be able to get that here. But again, the piece I guess I want to, you know, stress is that this is just a piece. You know, it's a small part of what Southdale is. Now, but it's the environment, though. We have created, we've taken a lot of time and effort to kind of create the right environment that's inviting and that people will like. And I would encourage people, you know, to come see what's new at Southdale. Because if you haven't been here in a while, things have changed.
Yeah, and you know, part of what I think is, you know, to your point, in the mix are like some of the other stores that you guys have announced are, and there are like 50 or so new stores that are coming to that mall over the next year. And a lot of these are brands that we sort of get introduced to from the internet, from TikTok and Instagram, the Vuori's and the Reformation and Aritzia and those sorts of brands. Which does add like a different energy into the mix, right? As we've seen, like the giant department stores have maybe lost some of their luster. These other brands have a little different kind of energy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're nimble, right? I mean, they're nimble, they can be quick, and they learn really fast, and they can implement it and bring it to their stores. You know, these big department stores, you know, it's a big investment, right?
And a lot of space.
They come and they can go, and when they're successful, you know, and they walk through Southdale, I can't tell you how many different retailers that we have toured through this place and been frankly blown away. And we look at the demographics and everything that Minneapolis has and what it offers all the businesses and how frankly they support everybody. So it's really been, for me, one of the biggest surprises, I would say, is Minneapolis consumer, or, you know, they're quiet. It's kind of this Midwest mentality, but it is a fantastic market. It really is.
What's cold here, Tom? We want to shop indoors. That's sort of the bet.
Yes, it does get a little cold.
Pretty interesting stuff. I certainly 5 years ago wouldn't have bet on a big resurgence for an indoor shopping center. So it's kind of cool to see and excited to see how it works out and develops over there. Tom Hanchar from Simon talking about Southdale Center in Edina. Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Jason, I appreciate it. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you out here sometime soon.
All right, Tom's going to buy me a Rolex is what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing from this conversation.
All
right. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Tom. It is 3:46, Thursday afternoon, Drive Time with DeRussia, after the worst Minnesota Twins loss of the year. Right? Am I wrong on that? I don't think so. Oh, my goodness. That was a gut punch. We sacrificed our show yesterday for the Twins to go down in the ninth inning like that. When we come back, the death of Hulk Hogan and the very bizarre way that we memorialize dead celebrities today. That in just a minute.